has a thumb latch on the inside. That door opened out into the courtroom. Well, I leave ahead of him most of the time. And he's generally waiting for a telephone call or something. So he'll come out just about 5 o'clock into the district court clerk's office. And as they close, they all come out together, the court clerk and his clerks. Well, and then he throws thumb latch on that door. But my key, that I come there with the next morning, I can show it to you, it would turn, but it nearly break my thumb and sometimes look like it's gonna break the key off. Believe me, I got that same piece of soap and taken my pocket knife, scraped it off, you know, just shaved it off, and worked it in there and stood there and worked it in there and just worked and worked and kept on. And believe it or not, then in the morning I can go down there and put my key in there and she'd kick over like that. Castile soap.
Mm-hmm. Olive oil base, huh?
Yes, sir.
Hmm. What would you call it if somebody had to move a heavy load from here over there and he had to do it all by himself with no wheelbarrow or anything? What would you say he was going to do to it?
Well, if it was possible for him to pick it up, he'd pick it up and carry it. Pick it up and carry it. But even if he had to, it's all he could do. He couldn't lift another pound while he's still going with it, if it's a necessity. Mm-hmm. And just pick it up and carry it. It's the only way to get it over there, if that's the only way.
Mm-hmm. And if you had something on the table, say, here, and you had two little children visiting you, and you saw they were going to get into it, what would you tell them? Let's say,
tell them not to bother that.
Well,
don't bother that. That's for so-and-so.
Well, let's say you had some poison out here for flies. I know you wouldn't do this.
No.
Let's say they got out there with their fingers. What would you tell them?
We'd tell them, now that's poison. Uh-huh. And stay away from it. Don't put your hands in. Don't get in. She had some cockroaches in the kitchen. And she got her some poison. It was blue powder.
Mm-hmm.
She spanked it all around the cabinet and electric ice box. And after a while, it'd been there quite some time. Here come 3 grandkids. And she found out they was coming. When they got here, it was all up and gone.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't let them get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't take no chances. Well, they was old enough to pay attention to what she said and stayed out of there, but she just afraid to risk it.
Mm-hmm.
It said on the box it was poison.
Yeah. That's about all it takes. If, let's say you wanted a cushion from that chair and you didn't want to get it yourself, what would you ask me to do?
Well, I would say, would you please hand me that cushion?
Mm-hmm. And in a basketball game, when one team throws the ball through the hoop, you say they've scored a what?
1 point,
mm-hmm.
isn't it? Or 1 score.
Uh-huh.
Which would fit the best. That's a point. That's counted 1, just like a baseball game. A score comes around. I guess we call it score.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball.
Did you ever play fox and geese when you were a boy?
That's merely checkers, isn't it?
Well, this is a game that a lot of kids play this. They run around in a circle.
Fox and the geese. I don't remember.
When a team scores a point, you say they've scored a what? Or made a what?